Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
It is not quite a final, but it really is a final. Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show to follow in minutes as the game finally moves to the ninth inning. Welcome in, everybody. You want to give... There's Aaron Morris, Tim Allen.
Tim, I told you, when we do the post game together, the game never ends on time. It is
right.
Always longer than our 3 hours that we prepare for, or 250 that we prepare for, every time.
How about this one? You talk about Brewers needing a runaway victory once in a while. Well, they got one tonight. You want to give them the score?
It's Christian Yelich to zero.
22-0?
22-0.
Is that right? 22-0.
22-0.
2-2-2 me. Wow.
They just scored 9 runs in the 8th inning off of Leo Rivas, a position player.
Position player, yes. Yes. And, you know, mistakes, oh plenty, for the Seattle Mariners in this one. Somebody forgot how many outs there were.
Julio Rodriguez caught a ball with 2 outs. It was a sac fly by Christian Yelich. And then he threw it into the stands.
Flipped it into the stands, yep.
The Mariners, this might be one of the worst games played ever by an MLB team.
Wow.
They look awful. They look like they just do not care anymore.
And who says the Brewers don't hit home runs? Somebody told me the Brewers don't hit home runs. Well, they did tonight.
Hey, Dan Wilson said before the game, I don't know if I have it bookmarked anymore, but he said, these guys beat you in all different ways. They'll put the ball in play, steal bags, and they can hit homers. And I was kind of like, no, they can't.
That's right. Three-run home runs in this ball game for the Brewers. Yelich, David Hamilton, Luis Lara. Also, Jake Bowers, a 2-run shot. Multi-hit games all over the board here. And they're at, what, 22 hits now? 23 hits?
Yeah, 22 hits, 22 runs.
Yeah.
The Mariners have 4 errors and 3 hits.
4 errors.
Yep. One of them is the Julio Rodriguez throwing into the outfield. Another one is Josh Naylor just completely dropping a ball at first base that is above his knee. That would have ended an inning with double play. I mean, these guys, one of them is the pitcher throwing a ball, no joke, probably 10 feet above the second baseman. So 16 feet plus high into the air from the mound to second base. I mean, these guys, they look awful.
This matches a franchise record 22 runs. And this goes back to, I want to say, 92 against Toronto. They stole a ton of bases in that game. But I believe it was Toronto in 1992. Aaron Morris is all over that. He's going again. This is off the top of my head. 22 runs is their franchise mark. They match that this year. They match that tonight. And there you go. 79-48.
What did you say it was? The 22 on what game and which year?
I want to say it was against the Blue Jays in 92.
Bang. August 28th, 1992, against the Blue Jays.
Now, how many stolen bases did they have in that? Because I thought that was the stolen base game where they had a ton.
All right, I will.
I may be confusing that with
that
another game. But in 1992, that's what they did in 92. They just stole a bunch of bases. So, Gary Sanchez,
yeah,
pitching for the Brewers right now.
That game was 22-2, so this would have to be their biggest margin of victory ever.
Yes, biggest margin of victory ever. 22 run victory. Cubs now have tied it at Wrigley. What did I tell you?
Yeah.
Preparing for the show tonight. That's a base hit off Sanchez. I told you Cubs would come back and win that game. The Cubs are a good team, and I hate saying it, but the Cubs are a, how about this? The Cubs are a very good team. How does that sound?
No, they are a very good team. They've got 73 wins.
Yeah. And 79 for the crew. They're going to maintain, it looks like, if the Cubs end up winning that game. Still a 4.5-game lead in the division, 36 games remaining.
Gary Sanchez just threw a pitch, and William Contreras was looking in the dugout. Contreras, it was at 71 miles. Contreras looked back right at the right time to catch it and just kind of looked at him like, what are you doing? And Victor Robles is in the box also looking like, what are you doing?
It is now a final at American Family Field, and oh my goodness, the results are good. It's a 22-0 victory for the Brewers, their biggest win in franchise history. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show here in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios. Tim Allen, no Sparky tonight. It is Aaron Morse filling in. It was Cub Scout Day or Boy Scout Day at AmFam, right?
Mm-hmm. That's where Sparky was with his kid.
Were you a Boy Scout?
No, that is the farthest thing from what I was.
I was. Why are people not surprised about that?
I went to one meeting probably, I don't know, when I was in, what, second grade or whatever, and we might have left early. I just remember going as like a school basement or something for a meeting, and we left, and I was like, I don't want to do that.
Wow. Want to get your reaction on this one? Nicolay Law talking text line at 414-677-1250. Wow. Look at this. Brewers hit three 3-run home runs in this ball game. Another 2-run shot. The 3-run jobs from Christian Yelich. He had a multi-hit game. David Hamilton, a multi-hit game. You had a 3-run shot from Luis Lara, a 3-hit game. And Jake Bowers, a multi-hit game. And he went yard as well with a 2-run shot. They get the 22-0 victory. Want to get your reaction on this. And I'll tell you, that Luis Lara, he hit his first major league home run tonight. What would you want for that baseball if you caught that? I mean, we can talk about that tonight. Also, you can talk about the offense in general. And with the Cubs and White Sox at this point tied at 3, although that may have changed recently.
I've still got 3-3 end of 7.
End of 7. So Sox going to come up in the 8th. How much of this is scoreboard watching at now 36 games to play in the 26th championship season? Because I can tell you this. If it stays 4.5 game lead over the Chicago Cubs through the next, I don't know, 18 games or so, I'm just throwing it out there. Everybody would be scoreboard watching, right? Everybody is watching. What are the Cubs doing? What are the Dodgers doing? What are the Braves doing? Number one seed. Is it the number two seed? Number one seed. Uh-oh, look at the Cubs. We're all going to be doing that, right, at some point. And I think that point comes when there's, I don't know, 20 games-ish left, maybe a few more.
I check in on the scores after every night.
For me, it's every night.
Yeah.
Every single night, because they all count the same. So just want to know how, you know, and a lot of people say, hey, I just worry about the Brewers. Just take care of business. They've won 4 of their last 5 now, coming off that sweep from the San Diego Padres last week. So do you intently watch, scoreboard watch? I was listening to the White Sox game last night. I do like the White Sox. They kind of remind me of a younger kind of Brewer team. They play that kind of way. They really do. It's an exciting brand of baseball. And they're a pretty good team. Are they as good as the Cubs or Brewers? No. But I listened to that, and then finally when the White Sox didn't score in the top half and extras, I went, this game is over. And this game might be over too. But how much do you scoreboard watch? Also, this blowout victory is the biggest victory in franchise history in terms of run margin of victory. 22-0. It matches a run total the highest in franchise history, 1992, that game against Toronto. Now, where does this lie in terms of hits? They had, what, 22 hits in this one? I don't think that that's their record. I'll have to check on that. Nothing's coming to mind upstairs here. But 22-0, they get the win tonight. They really need this. And really, when you go into the details a little bit, you do have bullpen, high-leverage dudes that get a couple of days off now.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, and that's big to think about. That's yesterday and now tonight. So that's huge in this equation as well as you move forward. 36 games left in the 2026 championship season. We'll take a quick break and get back. Get to your reaction here. The Brewers beat the Mariners tonight. It's not a typo. Your speaker is not batty. 22-0, the final. Tim Allen, Aaron Morris in for Sparky tonight. And you're listening to the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show here in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studio.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
What happened in today's game? What do the numbers look like? It's time to go inside the box score on the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show with Tim Allen on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
Fly ball, right center, deep, Robles on the run. He looks up. There she goes! Christian Yelich brings them to their feet once again. A three-run home run. 6-0 Brewers. Vintage Yelich.
There it was on Brewers TV. Brian Anderson on the call. One of three-run home runs for the Milwaukee Brewers in a 22-0 rout over the Seattle Mariners. The Brewers just stomped on the team that's in Seattle, and the Brewers are the team that left Seattle, I suppose you could say. We'll get to your calls here in just a second. You scoreboard watching now, 36 games left to play in the 26th championship season. You don't need to ask me. You guys know where I'm at with that. I'm watching on opening day, the scoreboard watching. That's what I do. But I would assume then in the next week and a half or at max 2 weeks, then everybody will be watching. Let's get an update on that Cub game. Aaron Morris, Tim Allen. It's the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios. They were tied at 3 in the 8th last we checked.
3-3 headed to the bottom of 8.
Bottom of the 8th. All right. Let's just celebrate this victory. The largest margin of victory in Brewers history.
By the way, I found out 31 hits is the franchise record, also in that 92 game. Yeah,
how many? I want to say, again, this is just off memory. I want to say most of them were, there was like a ton of singles in that game. There was a ton of singles and a ton of stolen bases. They matched the 22 mark put up by the Brewers in 1992 against the Toronto Blue Jays. What a great season, 92 as well.
26 singles.
26 of those singles, yeah, of 31 hits. Not tonight. 22 hits, 4 of them home runs. Let me just read you some of these numbers here. I'm not going to read the whole box score with the pitching lines and all that, although Harrison did pitch well. 5 innings, a couple of hits, no runs, a couple of walks, and 8 punch. Velo a little low early, then built up a little bit, so it was good to see Kyle Harrison bounce back with this performance. We'll get to your calls in just a second. Here we go. Here's some fun numbers. Bryce Durang, 0-for-2 with 2 walks and 2 runs scored in his first game back since last Wednesday. Here's where it gets fun. Lockridge, 1-for-2 with a run scored. Jackson Churio, 1-for-2 with a run scored and an RBI. Andrew Vaughn, 1-for-2 with a run scored and an RBI. Jake Bowers, 2-for-3. A couple of RBIs, 3 runs scored. He also drew a walk. Jonathan Ornelas, 1-for-2 with a run scored and an RBI. William Contreras went 2-for-4 with a couple of runs scored, 2 RBIs. He also walked. Christian Yelich, 2-for-4, 4 RBIs, 2 runs scored. Luis Lara, 3-for-6, 4 knocked in, 2 runs scored. Garrett Mitchell, 4-for-6, 2 runs scored. Joey Ortiz, 2-for-4 with a walk and 3 runs scored. David Hamilton, 3-for-5, 4 knocked in, 2 runs scored. That is the damage done in a 22-0 rout over the Seattle Mariners. Nicolay Law talking text line at 414-677-1250. Ladies first. Ginny, what's going on, Ginny and Tonic?
Jim, how are you? Just want to ask you one question. You guys saw that too, right? Like that happened?
This did happen tonight, yes. Yeah. After all the griping last week about the offense, this did happen tonight.
It was just amazing. You know, we have a tornado going through, so I made sure my family was in the basement while I stayed upstairs watching baseball.
Gotcha. There you go.
And then, you know,
hazard pay on that.
Yeah, I'm teasing you. I love my family, kind of. But so it was, what, the 8th inning when it was 11-0, something like that. So I'm doing the dishes and, like I'm just going to turn this off. And then, you know, Murphy pulling all of the veterans to bring in, you know, what could be what we're looking at in the postseason. It was just like, I don't know, did the Mariners just bite tonight? Or
oh, they did.
Did we bring it? Yeah, okay.
Oh, they did. I mean, it got so ugly that they forgot how many outs there were and threw a ball into the stands.
I saw that, and I pointed to my other half, and I said, oh, my God, I can't believe he just did that.
I personally, unless it's the Brewers, I personally don't like seeing games like this. I mean, I'm more into the 2-zip, 2-1, 3-2 sort of game. So, yes, it did happen, Ginny.
Yeah, me too. I read a book about baseball etiquette a couple years ago. And if you believe in any of that, you can bet on the Brewers getting the batters getting plunked tomorrow night.
You never know.
Just for their bravado.
Never know. Ginny, always a pleasure.
Likewise.
Okay, take it easy. Yeah, we'll take our break, and then we'll have a nice long segment after this commercial break. To get to you guys, Nicolay Law talking text line 414-677-1250. When really do you shift the gears and scoreboard watch? When do you do that? If not now, some people don't do it until September. Well, for me, it was March 26th of this season. Aaron, when was it for you?
March 26th.
Yes, that was opening day.
I don't
day.
Watch Cubs games. The only Cubs game I've watched this year is the one I went to. Otherwise, I just look at the box score at the end of the night.
There you go. All right, Pottawatomie Sportsbook post-game show. An hour to play here, and we'll crank it up with your reaction. 22-zip, the Brewers get the win. Tim and Aaron Morris in for Sparky tonight on the phones. You guys can line them up and talk scoreboard watching. Stick around. 22-zip. Brewers win.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B-plus life? It's so dangerous to live that. More dangerous than a B-minus or a C-plus life, because when you're living a B or B-plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A-plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, my goodness. What a win. 22-zip. The Brewers take care of the Mariners in game one of this three-game series.
What was that score?
22-0. It was it tied the biggest margin of victory in a shutout in literally since the 1800s. I think the Philadelphia Quakers or something like that.
Yeah, they were my favorite team back in the day.
That's right. This was cool. This had to feel good. This had to feel good top to bottom. Anywhere from the owner all the way down to me at the bottom of the stepladder. Man, this was huge. A lot of things to talk about. You guys can hit us up. Nicolay Law Talk and Text Line, 414-677-1250. We're going to hear from Pat Murphy. 22 hits as well in this victory. Three-run home runs, a two-run home run. Luis Lara gets his first big league homer in a three-hit night. I'll tell you, the more Luis Lara is playing baseball, the more I'm liking that kid. Now, again, the numbers aren't going to jump off the sheet at you. Just witness him playing. That's going to do it for you. And when Sal Frelick is activated, furniture is going to move around the room if Luis Lara gets sent back to the minors. For Brandon Lockridge?
Yeah, probably.
I just don't see it happening. You can't. You can't go there, right? No. You can't. Luis Lara, you might be seeing a lot of that kid in the next few years. In fact, you will be. Switch hitter, defense, can run the bases. I mean, he's a gamer. You see that the at-bat early in the game? It was only one zip. Dude goes 8 pitches and hits a bullet to center field. That's the kind of player Luis Lara is. All right, also, are you scoreboard watching now? There's still 36 games left.
Yeah, there's people on the Nicolay Law talking text line saying, yeah, he said, look at the scoreboard every night. 7 games against the Cubs coming up. Those 7 games are way bigger than the other 29. Let's see.
I scoreboard watch the seeding in the NL.
Yeah.
I'm keeping an eye on the Braves, keeping an eye on, obviously, the Dodgers. Speaking of the Dodgers, now we can retroactively go back to last Thursday night. That come from behind victory was humongoid, if that's a word. Yes, it is. And I didn't think it was the biggest win of the year at that time. A lot of you guys did. But I thought I needed to dub that the biggest win of the year retroactively. Once I see what happens. With that win, they've won 4 or 5 now.
Mm-hmm.
3 of those against the Dodgers, catapulted on Thursday night in that 9th inning comeback. That's huge. That is now, can we officially say, we all agree on it, the biggest win of the year was Thursday against L.A.?
Yep, it's taken over the top spot.
It is, yeah. So we're moving things around.
There's room for another one to surpass by the end of the season, but for now, this is for sure the win of the year.
All right, so you have to take care of business against a team like Seattle. Now, I'm not saying Seattle's horrible. They're in a pennant race. They looked horrible tonight, that's for sure.
Yeah, they've been probably, them and the Blue Jays, top 2 disappointments in baseball this year.
I think so. And Cal Raleigh might be the biggest disappointing player of the season.
Mm-hmm. Gotta be.
Yeah,
it just
might be. So, all right, Nicolay Law talking text line, 414-677-1250. Harley, what's going on? 22-zip Brewers win.
How does it get any better than that, Aaron and Timmy?
It just
doesn't. Biggest win of the year, absolutely, against the Dodgers. That I have to admit when I'm wrong. After they lost that San Diego series, I didn't think they'd win a game in L.A. I admit it. Take me to the woodshed. I didn't, you know.
Okay.
You know,
well, their offense was horrible at that time. I mean, let's face it.
Yeah, and I started scoreboard watching in February. I mean, that's how much I love baseball. You know, on a serious note, I'm looking over my shoulders at the Cubs. They're a damn good baseball team.
They are.
And one question for either one of you guys. Do you believe in this? I don't. But do you believe in baseball that you can peak too early? Thanks. Love the show. Love you guys. See you later.
Thank you, Harley. I think there's a lot of folks that believe you can peak too early in all sports. Most times, the hottest team wins the last game of the year in the postseason. If you're rolling hot at that time, that's a good spot to be in. And with the ebbs and flows of a Major League Baseball season, sometimes it goes into a valley at the wrong time. And it doesn't mean you're a bad baseball team. It doesn't mean that you didn't have a respectable kind of run, but you just gotta keep keeping on in the postseason. I think there's something to that. Yeah, there is a little bit to that. Let's see. Nicolay Law talking text line 414-677-1250. Marshall, what's going on? 22 zip.
Well, guys, how about all that tonight? And we got through the tornado warning. I mean, tonight we had our sirens go off and everything, but fortunately, other than a period of heavy rain and wind, it wasn't as bad as it could have been. So we're thankful for that tonight. But, man, what a game. And you brought up Toronto 92. I do vaguely remember that you bring it up now. And the irony of ironies, that was a good team. In this day, they would have been in the playoffs, obviously. But the year before Molitor, of course, left for Toronto. Mm-hmm. That's the irony of ironies. And it was, God rest his soul, now Phil Garner's best team by far in that time. It was a good season.
It was a great season in terms of entertainment value, for sure. That was a good baseball team, and they just couldn't track down the Blue Jays at that time. And the Blue Jays were just running so hot. Every time you'd win, they'd win. Mm-hmm. And they at just stolen bases. It was Garner's first season. I think they won 90-plus games that year. Yeah, yes, 92, I think, in 92. Yeah. And just a lot of things happened that year that I know Jim Gantner hit a walk-off home run in that season. It was just really – Chris Bosio and Cal Eldred – we're just going crazy in that season, but I mean this beats that.
I remember
this beats that 22 zip. They won 22-2, but this is 22-0.
Unbelievable. But yeah, I remember Chris Berman's old line and Cal Eldred. Cal respect his Eldred, and boy, he was really something that year. I do remember that now, but it's even though it's one game, you just appreciate these kind of games while they're here. And it shows you it also the way I was looking at it tonight, guys, was it shows you what this team is really capable of when they're hitting on all cylinders. And that's going to be the key. But as far, I didn't get the call during the West Coast road trip very at all. I was busy and, the hours sometimes, but hey, tremendous comeback, what character they showed in Los Angeles there. And we were all down after San Diego, but I guess, Harley, love you, pal. Thank you for your service as always. But I wasn't that pessimistic. We were close in two of them, but I was fearing maybe 1-6, 2-5. But to pull 3-4 out was tremendous.
I was pessimistic on the offense. Who wouldn't be?
It was just a lack of offense. We were right there despite it. And as I let you guys go, I got to get some jokes out tonight.
Yes,
we're
do.
All in a good mood right now. and a couple of them are, what's the best water to put in a water bed?
Wet water?
Good guess. Spring water.
Okay.
Oh, man.
I haven't heard it before.
And I heard it, by the way, guys, I heard that on a Monday morning, a perfect Monday morning joke. It just sprung me into action that day.
All right, Marshall.
And tonight, you might just say in closing here that the Brewers stormed through Seattle with a little bit of a twist, and the audience was singing Twist and Shout.
Oh, there you go. The team that left Seattle just beat the team that's in Seattle.
Right. There you go.
All right. Well, thank you, Marshall, and enjoy the rest of your night. Nicolay Law Talking text line 414-677-1250. You can text us in as well. And I don't know about you guys. Some people call me a little crazy when, you know, Brewers get a win in May, and then I look at the scoreboard, and yes, they lost. Whoever it is, whether it's, first it's always the Cubs. I look and see, yes, this is that much better because the Cubs and the Cardinals lost, and this is in May.
Absolutely, you have to. That games in May mean as much as the games right now in the standings.
See, a lot of people don't view it that way. They just say things get, you know, things get a little dicey and they get a little more attentive to the scoreboard when it gets to be, I don't know, maybe around this time, maybe September 1st. I've heard September 1st is when the real pennant race starts. So then you start looking at the scoreboard. And not that you can impact it at all. That's not what we're saying. Root for the other guys playing the Cubs. Root for your White Sox fans tonight. Root for the White Sox. Boy, if you had that much control, you'd be a millionaire. But again, you know, you get to the situation where I think that's more entertaining for me to kind of take a look around and see what other guys are doing. This team is 79-48. Now 31 games over 500. We may look back, and we had one of our callers talk about peaking at the right time and things like that. We may look back at that West Coast trip, as bad as that started, as a little bit of a turnaround and another gear that the Brewers had after that sweep in San Diego. They might have switched gears a little bit. You notice that...
They had a player meeting.
They did have a player meeting on that trip. Did you notice the Dodgers, Edwin Diaz to the IR?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. You had Robleski. Ooh, here. Yeah. Ouch. I gave up a bunch of runs. Ooh, my arm hurts. So
the thing with Edwin Diaz, they did the same thing when they signed Tanner Scott last year, and it didn't matter. So it didn't
take hold, right?
I'm not holding my breath necessarily because it's still playing out the same way as last year. They still have plenty of guys that could fill in there. So it's not the end of the world for them, like it might be for the Brewers if Trevor McGill went down.
Well, and they have guys, the Dodgers, that, you know, to choose from, who's going to get that closer role. Hell, last year they went with a starter.
Yep.
That was the closer.
They could go with him again. They could go with Ohtani.
They're probably going to go with him again, would be my guess. So we'll see. But again, a lot can happen from now to then. A lot of games to be played from now until then. And the Brewers here sit at 79-48. All right, let's get in another call or two.
All right, let's go to Justin in North Carolina.
Justin, 22-0.
I don't know if my palms can stop sweating. It was so close, man. This is this is just exactly what we needed, though, man. Like, and it's not just from the aspect of winning the baseball game, but the Mariners pitcher was dealing up until a certain point where the manager left him a little bit too long, and Yelly made him pay. So this game was a lot closer, and it's going to sound crazy, than 22-0. But I think we got to put an asterisk on Laura's home run, man. And I know it's his first
kind
one.
Kind of.
Right?
I get it, but still, it is a big league game. I mean, I am happy for the kid. I mean, there's no doubt. But, yeah, it is off a position player, and I'm sure, you know, once the dust settles, that standard protocol in big league baseball is that he'll get some grief from some of his teammates, I would think.
After his Hall of Fame career, speaking into existence, it's going to be one hell of a trivia question who his first home run was off of, to find out it was off of a position player. But needless to say, you've seen the kid hit a lot of home runs in the minor league, and that was one of the reasons why he rose up the prospect rankings for the Milwaukee Brewers. So he will hit more. I've seen him hit a couple. I truly believe it. But just, it's good to get the bats back on track, man. And it's so important. But how crazy is it that we have a Cubs and Sox game in Chicago and they put the tarp on the field and it took, I don't even know if they have rain yet in Chicago. So typical Cubs BS. And that's why I think it'd be okay. Yeah, but do we start watching the division standings? Tim, I start watching the division standings like you and Aaron, game one, but I also now watch the Dodgers standings because I want them to lose every game like the Cubs, like the Cardinals, like the Reds, and like the Pirates. But, man, this is just phenomenal, man. Great show tonight. Appreciate you dudes putting it together. Even 22-0 on our side, 22-0 on their side. I know you two gentlemen would still be here. That's why you're 21 years and running, right?
21 years and rolling.
And we're still rolling. And we're going to keep it rolling. And no matter what, these wheels won't come off this track. Tim, you're going to kill it. You've done a great job this year. You had a plethora of different hosts, and each one of them has brought something and added something to this Brewers series. And when we tell this World Series story at the end of this year, it's going to be one hell of a ride, my friend. Aaron, you keep killing it. Looking forward to Heffenbaum coming back, and you can maybe get Heffenbaum and the Pipe Bomb and the Aaron Bomb and the Tim Allen Bomb, and we can hit some bombs tomorrow against the Mariners. I'm a free-to-pipe bomb. I'm gone.
Thank you, Justin. I'm thinking about big wins for the Brewers. I recall a few years ago, didn't they win 19 zip? Again, this is just out of memory bank. Detroit? So, Aaron, there's your
19-0 against the Tigers in 2020.
That was 2020?
According to the internet.
My goodness. Jeez, time is flying by. Whoa.
13 extra base hits in that game.
I would have guessed 2022-23 range. Holy crap. 2020. Wow. All right, this portion of the program brought to you by G2 Insurance, your friend in insurance. Okay, there's a ton of insurance runs in this one. I mean, you put up a run in the first. Once you get to two, there's your insurance. 2 through 22 is all insurance. So G2 Insurance got a lot of play today. Running a business like a championship run, one bad hit can take you out of the game. G2 Insurance Services specializes in keeping your business and reputation protected. They offer tailored solutions for restaurants, professional liability, and workman's comp. They represent top carriers like Erie to find the best combination of coverage and price. Get the defensive line your business deserves. G2 Insurance Services in Brookfield, online at g2ins.com. Your friend in insurance. All right, Aaron, who's next?
Let's go to Greg in Waukesha.
Greg, 22 zip. Doesn't get much better than this.
Doesn't get much better, Tim and Aaron. It does not get. Hey, what about Gary Sanchez for Pitcher of the Year? I'm being a little funny, but anyway, but no. As to when I start scoreboard watching, Tim, I watch the Cubs often. The Cubs are probably our biggest rival now, right? You know, especially with how good they're doing. I mean, they've choked in some games, but so have we. I would say that I'm scoreboard watching. I was especially scoreboard watching when I went to Busch Stadium earlier on in the summer. I don't know if I told you guys that, but I went and saw a Cardinals-Cubs game on an American Council for the Blind conference and convention tour, and that was my first time ever at Busch Stadium.
Gotcha,
so,
okay.
And Tim, I just have one question for you in closing. I was talking with my family about this today. Do you know if there's a way to watch the movie about Bob Uecker just a bit outside, if there's a way to watch that on streaming? Is it out, on streaming?
I don't think it is quite yet.
Okay. I was just curious about that because
it's coming.
I didn't get to see it in theaters, and I really, really want to see it. Have you seen it?
Yes, you're going to love it.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I'm really, really super excited. So, yep, this was a statement win. The Dodgers win was a statement win. Let's go, Brewers. Let's
go, Greg.
Into Brew October.
All right, there we go. Thank you, Greg. This is one of those games that I would be envious when you look around the league and somebody wins 20-3. You're like, why can't it be, 17-6? How come the Brewers never get those types of wins? Doesn't that seem like that?
It's felt like a long time.
It just seems like all of it's nail-biting and just high leverage and bullpen burn, and you didn't come up with a hit with runners in scoring position, or you would have won, and you lose 3-2 and another one-run loss, or you win 4-3 but you burn through your bullpen. Now we get one, and a good one. Now, here's what you got to avoid before the break here. We'll get to Murphy coming up. You have to avoid that old adage, save some for tomorrow, right? Did you say that tonight?
Nope.
I bet some people did. Can you save some of these for tomorrow?
I was too busy cutting up clips.
How many times has it been where your team scores a bunch of runs, and in this case, in particular, the Brewers, and then the next day they scuffle to get two or three on the board? Please don't do that tomorrow. Follow it up with seven or eight. And put the hammer down on these guys. You ended the Pirates season a few weeks ago. You see what the Pirates have done since?
Nothing.
Yeah. That was their hope. After that four-game series, they were dead in the water. And they won the first game of that series.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll take a break. Continue to get your reaction. Nicola A. Law talking text line, 414-677-1250. 22 Zip, Pottawatomie Sportsbook post-game show here on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. Oh, going to have to get back to book reading after this one to wind down for an hour or two. There's no way I'm going to bed anytime soon. Pottawatomie Sportsbook post-game show in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios. There's Aaron Morris, Tim Allen. Get to a few more phone calls and then get right to Pat Murphy as well. As the Brewers win 22 Zip, 36,870. Oh, it's just a lonely Tuesday night in Milwaukee, folks.
It must have been a Cubs game, right? That's how they filled the park?
Oh, that's right. That's what, or the Yankees were in town, yeah. Right? Dodgers, did they come in? 36,870 for a Seattle Mariners game. That's quite impressive, people. That's way impressive. Pastor Dan, what's going on with you? 22 Zip, Brewers beat the Mariners.
So I called you last year, and Pipe Bomb thought I was a girl. So that's the thing.
Pipe Bomb said what?
Thought I was a girl, because the Babs thing. Barbara and all. I'm right. A guy.
That's but right. I do remember that, yes.
I'm sure you do. I wanted Mana to start over Ortiz at our shortstop. Don't care at this point. But what we need to do is we need to realize, as Brewers fans, that this is the greatest franchise in sports history. 100%, absolutely. I'm going to go all Dwayne Johnson on this. The Rock says this. The Rock says the 90s Braves, who are largely considered the greatest franchise in sports history, only won one championship. They only won one. Mm-hmm. We can get there, and we can overpass that if we want to. They won one with Maddox, Smoltz, Avery, and whoever else they put in there.
Glavin.
We've not done it yet, but we had different aces. We traded our aces away, all this other stuff. And here we are again, best record in baseball. Too bad, so sad. Here we are again. Brewers, lowest payroll in baseball, best record in baseball. Go ahead. Figure out why we're a problem for everybody else. It's a bad thing. We are bad men, as Stephen A. would say.
Okay,
and
okay.
We'll right, be here
but
again.
You got to cap it off.
Again.
You got to cap it off with that World Series. You do.
Eventually we will, just like the Braves in the 90s did. It took them a few years, a lot of years, but eventually they did.
Yep. All right, my friend.
And if they don't, who cares? We got a lot of banners to hang and a lot of years to be proud of.
There you go. Thank you for the
Braves in the 90s ever did.
All right, we got a scoop, Pastor Dan. Thank you. Let's get to Casey. Casey, you're next. What's going on, Casey?
Tim, I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
Hey, I don't think anybody's talked about this, but I think the one thing that nobody's talking about is that it's a new day and age with the balls and strikes, the ABS, where everybody's making a big deal where we're not hitting a bunch of home runs. It's not going to matter. ABS is going to be in the playoffs, right? I think just, you know, dinking and dunking and hitting clutch hits and good pitching, home runs aren't going to matter that much. I think everybody's making a big deal out of the lack of home runs.
Mm-hmm. Casey, they do make a big deal out of it. They say you have to hit big clutch homers in the postseason.
I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal if we just get them on, get them over, get them in.
There you go. And good pitching and defense. Great pitching and defense. I mean, their pitching is great. I don't think that that is going too far to say that this Brewers squad, both the bullpen and the starters, they're great collectively. They are. Or at least we could say they're having a great season. How about that?
And I have a different feeling about this team in the postseason.
Good.
As long as we don't have to expend all of our energy on the Cubs in the last game of the before we go to the next round.
Yes. Yeah. All right, Casey. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Tim.
Hope, for sure.
COVID didn't take too much cut out of you, man.
Nah, it took a bite of me. It has in 5 years, but I'll give some folks an update at a later time. But yeah, it got me. It's still getting me. Years ago when this show got started, 21 years ago, 2006 was the first year of the show. Shortly after that, there was a lot of success in terms of fun, and Brewers got back on track and would make the postseason and things like that. I would say right around 2010, 11, 12, 13 range, I said, you know, why don't they put together a team in this park, at the time Miller Park, that just are good batting average and on-base dudes, and I call them, you know, playing pinball. Why don't they just get a bunch of pinball players? Just rattle corners, move runners, steal bases, get the ball in play, draw walks, tough outs, foul pitches off. Get those little scat backs, those little gnats that just get at you. Okay, they did, and they do. That's what they've got now. Watch Luis Lara in an at-bat. Look at Jake Bowers in an at-bat. Just kicking and scratching and fighting. Okay, so now they have achieved that. And for the good portion of a decade here, they've had this success of winning a ton of of baseball games.
Fingers on the dump button.
Right, that's right. an S-ton of baseball games. I literally almost said it. But now will I rue the day that I said that? Because now you need to hit home runs. Now, I'm not saying I agree or disagree with that. A lot of people, to Casey's point, believe that you need to hit 2- and 3-run home runs in the postseason and or World Series, or you ain't winning it. I don't know. Wouldn't that be the story, though?
Tim, JJ in the 262 says that the Cubs-Sox rain delay right now, the broadcast is talking that there should be a mercy rule.
A mercy rule because of this game here?
Yeah, the Brewers winning 22-0.
Yeah.
What do you think?
A stat pad game. Pad the stat game. It's I'll be way 6 feet under by the time it happens. But with today's tendencies, and I will bring up a societal thing of being a little more on the soft side,
mm-hmm.
collectively. I think if you guys know what I mean, I could see it. It's probably going to happen. It's probably going to happen.
I think it would hurt a lot of people's thoughts on records and stats and
because
things
then
like that.
You can't compare, Aaron.
Yeah.
Right. Then you can't compare anything. You can't compare. Let's say this happens real quick before the break. Let's say this happens in, 2047. Well, then you're going to compare those teams to these teams when it comes to statistical information, thus would affect and impact potentially Hall of Fame stuff. Certainly might impact. And again, are we talking 7 runs, 9 runs? When are you out of a game? I know it's in youth baseball, in amateur baseball, there's that rule. Was it 10 after four or five or whatever it is?
Yeah, 10 after five.
10 after five? And then they call it quits. Well, there's statistics. There's more innings to get your numbers up, possibly affecting your payroll then. But I think it's going to happen. I do. It's headed in that direction. Not anytime soon. All right, we'll take a break, and we will come back and hear Pat Murphy. Got to get his thoughts on a 22-zip Brewers beatdown. They just took a freight train and rolled it over the Seattle Mariners tonight. This was cool. There's Aaron Morris, Tim Allen. It's the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show here in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios.
The game is over, and it's time to hear from the skipper on the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show with Tim Allen on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
I think we all have in the years, you know, you've all been involved in different things, but you know, it's one game, and it's a pretty good performance. Pretty darn good performance. I think Harrison was not his sharpest, but you know, settled in after the first hitter. I thought Drouin was good, Anderson good. And then there are a lot of great, you know, Bowers continues, his body's banged up, but he continues to swing it. It's great to see Yelly swing the bat like that tonight. Isn't perfect, but God, that was really nice. The kid's been working at it. Mitchell back to swinging the bat, and Hamilton, wow, pretty special. Enjoy Ortiz. He just keeps doing it, playing defense and whatever else he's. He twisted his ankle a little bit, so we'll have to see on that. Contreras had a great game. Throwing that guy out was a turning point in the game, I thought. You know, great tag again by Joey.
Did Joey twist his ankle?
Not sure. He's not sure. You know, but we taped it up and played.
We've asked you a lot about, you know, the way you score runs. When you have nights where the power shows up, I mean, yeah. Is that encouraging? Do you think it's sometimes just to see it?
Yeah, I'd like to order that every night if we could order that. I'll take that off the menu. That's it's nice to see. And as guys get more confident in the year and as guys understand themselves better at the plate, we've got a lot of inexperienced offensive players. I mean, just look at the number of at-bats in the big leagues for Hamilton, or number of at-bats in the big leagues for Mitchell, or Ortiz for that matter, or Lara for that matter. You know, you're dealing with a lot of inexperience in the lineup, and just one player in the lineup inexperience can change the game. But when you have three or four that are inexperienced, you know, that's why Mitchell getting to play all year like this has really helped him go through the ups and downs, and the more at-bats you get, the more focused you become.
Pretty close game for the first half of that one. Just looking at some of those at-bats, or your at-bats, the ones you think that kind of contribute to the way things.
Yeah, I mean, that's how we play. You know, when we swing at strikes and take balls, it sounds so easy, and it's very, very difficult. But to be able to lay off really tough pitches and not panic that you have to swing because you're down 0-1, you know, or having two strikes is not a death wish, you know, and those type of at-bats, you know. Then you break through, Yelly hits a big homer, and you break through. Yeah, I think there was flashes of brilliance, and then there was times when he was kind of not in sync, and you know, the fastball didn't play like it normally does. But he rescued himself and just pitched. That's a really good lineup over there. That's a really good lineup.
That's two outings in a row for the year where it hasn't quite been the same on the fastball. Is that something?
Well, he's passed where he's ever been, right? Innings wise, is that true? Well, I mean, it's been tough on him, and coming back from that injury a little bit, I think he's got more in the tank for sure. But he was also pretty good. I mean, it's five innings, no runs, and two hits or three hits or something like that. I mean, against that lineup, it's pretty good. So we know how dominant he was two outings ago, whatever it was, you know, here. So I think we're all looking for that every time, but sometimes you can't have that.
Drawing coming out of the league today, does that change the plans necessarily for six-man rotation?
No. No. We'll stay on a six-man here. He'll go back into the he'll start again here soon.
We have to wait a few more days in Florida?
Oh, yeah. Forget what he's scheduled in. He's scheduled in Atlanta. And not in Atlanta, in Williamsport.
There's that funky play where Julio throws the ball in the stands. The game's hand at that point, but that's something we don't see much in the major leagues. Is there almost like?
I mean, at that point, you know, I was playing catch in the hallway here with Jackson, so I could be guilty of that too because Jackson and I were playing catch. And then, I didn't see the play, but yeah, that can happen. You know, guys lose their focus for a second, especially a guy that's played as long as he has and understands the game and has done so much for the game. You know, those things happen, especially when the score is like that.
Yeah, there he is, Pat Murphy, after the Brewers' 22-0 victory. Only one Pat Murphy, right?
Yeah.
At that point, I'm playing catch with Jackson in the hallway.
Do you think he actually was, or that's basically what he was thinking he should just rather do?
Yeah, no, I don't know if that occurred. I doubt it. But I do kind of disagree with him on, that'll happen. You lose focus a little bit, the game. It's pretty easy to count to three. You start at one and incrementally go up by one more until you get to three, and then we're good. You guys know me, longtime listeners. I have zero patience with making the simple stuff more difficult. I mean, even a blowout, I don't know, man. I would be disappointed in my player if he did that. I'd be super. I don't care if it was 10-0 or 10-9, 1-0. You just 22-0. I don't care what the score was. You shouldn't have done that. You got to keep track. You got to stay in the game till the end. That's that. Anyway, all right. So the Brewers get their biggest margin of victory in franchise history, and they get it here in the 26th championship season. What does it mean? Well, it means it's a win, and it means you got to play again tomorrow. That's about it. I mean, it's great. And we'll look back at this, and in a few years, God willing, that I'm still able to do this show, we will look back and say, yeah, it was that game against the Mariners. You remember that game? And Aaron, it might be you and I on it. Who knows who it's going to be? And we'll say, yeah, it was that game. I want to say it was 26. It was against the Mariners. And they had 22, because it's easy to remember. 22 hits and 22 runs.
So yeah, I'm going to remember them scoring on every single pitch, and I'm not able to keep up with clipping all the scoring plays. That's what I'll remember.
Right. Okay, well, You should play them all in the morning. You get more Brewers conversation tomorrow morning, you and Josh, right?
Hey, I hope this 22 hits 22 runs when Christian Yelich hits a three-run homer and four RBI. Hopefully that's the sign to get him going the rest of the year.
2-2-2.
Mm-hmm.
All over the place. Deucey, deuce, double
first
deuce.
Four RBI game since August 15th of last year.
Okay.
For Yelich.
They need him, and I believe he is going to be instrumental down the stretch and in the postseason. I believe that. I also believe in this offense, despite being as frustrated as anybody with this offense at times this year. I still believe in the offense. Let's play the what-if game on the way out here. We know their pitching's great, and they're having a great year. What if their offense is hot? Just play that around. Just move that around and upstairs. What if their offense is hot starting September 19th? Hey, sky's the limit. You tell me that Indiana won the championship, the Knicks won the championship, and the Seahawks won the championship, and you can't tell me the Brewers can't? Oh, they can. All right. We have to go. We'll see you tomorrow. It's the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show after game two tomorrow. Leadoff show gets you ready with Sparky at 5. And we'll see you here in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios for Aaron Morris. My name is Tim Allen. Once again, the final 22-zip smile, Wisconsin. Bob Uecker is smiling back.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.